This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Elisa Elizondo. Date of birth, July 25th, 1969. Case ID number is 365-6174. Date of examination, October the 27th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire, dated 6/1/22. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative joint disease, multiple joint impairments, and systemic lupus erythematosus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked at the workforce for 6 years and also for the school district for another 10 years as a paraprofessional. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house by herself in her parents' home. She is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative joint disease, multiple joint impairment, systemic lupus erythematosus. The claimant states that in 2008, she was starting to have problems with all her joints, especially her shoulders, wrists, hands and fingers, knees, feet, and the left ankle. She was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and degenerative joint disease with a connective tissue disorder with multiple joint impairment. Later on, she went on to be diagnosed with systemic lupus erythematosus. X-rays and MRIs have been performed to confirm the diagnosis, as well as multiple laboratory tests, which confirmed that she does have all these multiple connective tissue disorders, especially rheumatoid arthritis and systemic lupus erythematosus. She has received 30 to 40 steroid injections along with oral steroid medication and is presently on multiple medications for her arthritis. She is presently on Humira, Pin, 40 milligrams /0.4 milliliters, 2 injections per month, methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 9 pills q-week, duloxetine, 60 milligrams qd, folic acid, 1 milligram qd, meloxicam, 15 milligram prn is needed, methylprednisone, 4 milligram prn is needed, hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams BID, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams PRN as needed, naproxen, 500 milligrams PRN as needed, and baclofen, 10 milligrams PRN as needed. She states these different medications do control her pain, but that she always has some kind of breakthrough pain and achiness. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels every morning. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 30 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs slowly with the rail, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, occasionally sweep, put her clothes on by herself and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to button at this time. The claimant has a four-legged cane that she presented with and also a walker at home. Her physician is Dr. Elvin Garcia, and she states she does no other physical activity at this time. Her family physician is from Nuestra Clinica del Valle. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and sitting outside. She states most of the heavy work is done by her sister who comes to help her. She was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative joint disease, multiple joint impairment, and systemic lupus erythematosus, which is being treated aggressively at this time. Family history: the father died at the age of 81 from dementia. He also had lumbar sacral back problems. Mother died at the age of 76 from a head contusion, hypertension, and a possible cerebral vascular accident. Medications, as noted earlier, Humira pen, 40 milligrams / 0.4 milliliters, 2 injections per month, methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 9 pills Q-week, duloxetine, 60 milligrams QD, folic acid, 1 milligram QD, meloxicam, 15 milligrams PRN as needed, methylprednisone, 4 milligrams PRN as needed, hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams BID, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams PRN as needed, naproxen, 500 milligrams PRN as needed, and baclofen, 10 milligrams PRN as needed. Medical problems: history of COVID-19 positive, depression / anxiety, rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative joint disease, systemic lupus erythematosus, connective tissue disorder, depression, and anxiety. Major surgeries, none. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 130 pounds, height 5 feet 3 inches, BP 128/86 mmHg, heart rate 64 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 23. General: this is a 53-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress, but appears to be depressed. She also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? O-D, uncorrected, is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and our ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and somewhat unsymmetric. She appeared to be limping. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a four-legged cane. Her eye coordination was good, and finger to nose was normal. The claimant had difficulty performing a heel-to-shin exam, but the lumbar sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness all over the body, secondary to the arthritis, some joint swelling, erythema, and effusion, as well as deformity was noted of the hands and the ankle area. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, especially of the knee area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was only able to flex at 70 degrees bilaterally. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking and was unable to walk on her heels and toes, secondary to the arthritis that she had. She is able to walk at a tandem rate with a limp, but she needs her assistive device. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires an assistive device at all times, secondary to multiple joint pain. Neurological, grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. The claimant had difficulty pinching and opposing fingers. She does have deformity of the metacarpal phalangeal joint, especially of the first and second joints. She does have also tenderness and has difficulty in making a full fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were +3 and above normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is some evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for the upper extremities, except for the hands, which were +3/5. And for the lower extremities, her muscle strength was +3/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally for both hands. X-rays of the right hand. Generalized arthritis with erosive component involving the triquetrum and first through third metacarpal phalangeal joints. X-ray of the right hand. Generalized arthritis with erosive component involving the triquetrum and first through third metacarpal phalangeal joints, x-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute finding, lower lumbar facet arthrosis, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is unable to lift, carry, and handle small to moderate objects, and especially large objects, secondary to severe deformative arthritis of her hands. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of multiple joints, which has been confirmed with x-rays. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5 with pain, and she does have deformity of the hands and joints. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative joint disease, multiple joint impairment, and systemic lupus erythematosus, which is being aggressively treated at this time, but appears to be debilitating the claimant. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Elisa Elizondo.